It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jackie Allred. She is with the Emery County School District. Now, they're putting up a general obligation bond that will be on this year's election ballot and looking to do some work on some buildings and some structures that need to be replaced, need to be repaired. And this has been a process that they've been working on for quite some time. And now it's kind of come to fruition. So we brought her in to kind of get her to talk about it and let everybody know what's going on there with that. Jackie, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So let's start off by saying, once again, this is something that you guys have been working on this for quite a while, right?
Yes. In fact, many years ago, we had a facilities firm come and check out all of the buildings and kind of give us a phase schedule of how our buildings are doing, the old, which ones need to be replaced first. And it's been about 8 years since that's been happened. And we are trying to get that accomplished at this point. So we've had a facilities committee of our employees going around and checking out all of our buildings and checking out other buildings in the state. And we think we're ready to go. We have a plan.
And so why was right now such a good time for the district to look at taking out this bond? Why would that be?
Yeah, that's a good question. So right now, I mean, it's never really a good time to raise taxes, honestly. But right now, the interest rates are as low as they've been in decades. So it's a really good time to go out for a bond and to get it more for our money. But it's also our buildings. We just really can't stretch them out any longer. They really do need to be replaced. We have several infrastructures that are, you know, they're good buildings, but they do really need to be replaced.
Okay, and we were talking off the air, too, as another one of the main selling points of this is that the school district right now has zero debt, correct?
Yeah, it's amazing. Every time I go talk to other districts, they're like, what? You're out of debt? It's really rare to have a district out of debt. But we have actually been debt-free for over 10 years. And the last time we put out a bond was for the Spartan Center, and that was built in 1998. So we bonded in 96. So it's been a long time since, even though we think the Spartan Center is really new, it's been a long time.
And that leads us to really our first building that's looking to be replaced, and that's Emery High School.
Emery High is our biggest building for sure, and it is in need of repairing, replacing, because all of our infrastructure, especially the sewer systems, the electronic systems, it's especially in that main hall. It's hard to believe that, but that school was built in 1961. It's been a long time.
And it sounds like there's a little bit of an overcrowding issue too.
We do have portables. We have some portables sitting there, and we have, you know, as good as we try to keep things going, it's time to replace the building.
Because I remember reading in the thing that it was built actually for, was it 300 students?
Yes.
And now there are 600 students at Emery High School.
Yeah, we have had an additional science wing and you know, auditorium. We've added some things, but that main part was originally for 300 students. We certainly have grown since then.
And so from what I looked at it, you would basically leave the auditorium standing and the Spartan Center and build around that and create a new high school around that. Is that pretty much what it is?
Yep. That is exactly why the building is designed the way it is. We want to link those two buildings together. And so that kind of explains the course of why we have kind of a whole campus makeover, is because we do want to attach to those buildings. And if we do put it, go in the same footprint, there are some things that are like really the cons part of that. So it limits the design if we do that. And also it's more costly if we try to put the building in the same place that it is. It also takes longer, which is also more costly. And it is total chaos to have the students trying to go to school in a construction zone. So we looked at other options, and one of the options is that we liked is to actually build where the current football field is right now, start on that, which requires a football field to be moved, and it just kind of does a domino effect on all the other fields. But one thing I would like to point out is that all of our fields really did need an upgrade as well. We would be replacing them too. It's just when you look at it, it looks like a whole, you know, we just said, let's go make a, you know, whole campus makeover. But that's not exactly what we did. We started with what is the best building that we can do. And that's kind of where we ended up.
And kind of go from there. Now, next on the list also is Farron Elementary, and that is a brand new, going to be a brand new school as well, by the sounds of it, correct?
It is. It's also an old school, and they don't have the water running to parts of their building, and they just have a lot of things. We try to get our buildings well, but so we're excited that we can actually build it on the same block that it currently is. There's enough property there that we can actually build that building without phasing. The students won't be bothered while that's being constructed.
So we got Farron Elementary, and then down in Green River, Bookcliff Elementary, you said you've got some portables there too, that you're looking at building new classrooms and adding classrooms to bring everybody into the main building, right?
Correct. So we have a portable there, and it's to the end of its useful life as well. And the students aren't diminishing any there, the numbers. So we really need to get them on the main part of the building.
So those are the three schools that are the main part of it. And the bond itself is for how much?
$75 million.
And that's going to, but that will build you two new schools and do a rebuild of the, or put new classrooms in at Bookcliff as well, correct?
Right. And it sounds like a lot of money, but the construction costs are just so high that really is what it's going to take.
It seems like it just doesn't, $1 million just doesn't get you what it used to anymore.
No, they keep telling us don't put it off because it's just going to cost more.
It's just going to get more.
So we
and more.
Do feel kind of the pressure that it needs to happen now.
Okay, so if anybody has, and you've got some great online resources as far as this goes. You can get online and go to the Emory County School website, and the bond is right there. It's got everything that you would, all the questions that you have and everything, they're all right there.
Probably more than you wanted.
I was there this morning. There's plenty of great information. Also going to kind of give you an idea of what the mapping is going to look like at Emory High School when it's done, and Farron Elementary and everything. But the main reason that we're here today to talk about this is because this is on the ballot right now, correct?
Correct. And people, hopefully you've got your ballots in your mail. So we want to make you aware of how important this is for our school district.
So it's coming up on election day, or you've got your ballot at home and you're going to do your mail-in balloting. It's all right there that this, you know, this is on there right now. And it's something that needs to get addressed and needs to get across. Now, if anybody has questions, can they call somebody, or is the website probably the best place to go? What's the best way if they've got questions that they want to talk to somebody about this?
Yeah, if the website doesn't answer your questions, it's emoryschools.org. They can absolutely call the school district, 687-9846, and talk to Jared Black, the superintendent, or myself, Jackie Allred.
Okay, Jackie, thank you so much for coming in. Did we get everything?
I think we did. We just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that this is not a luxurious plan. This is just getting our basic needs. $75 million does sound like a lot of money, but that's just the cost that we need to get out there. And
right.
We're hoping to provide buildings that will last 50 to 70 more years.
And that's, like I said, that's something you've got to look at is, you know, it does seem like a lot of money, but that's going to get you two brand new buildings.
Yes, and especially the high school. It's it's the biggest.
And like you said, they'll last 50, 60 years, so... Thank you so much for coming in today. We got Jackie Allred with the Emory County School District. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.